Food Truck Fest coming up this Saturday. Good morning. It is 8:14. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Erdith, Tyler Gumm, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here on this Wednesday morning. Yep, this is the second annual event. We hope many, many, many more, and it was a successful event first time around. And coming once again and joining us to talk more about it from the Young Professionals of Galesburg, also the Executive Director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, is Jessica Linder. Jessica, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. It's been a while since I've been on with you.
It has been a little while. Yeah, well, thanks for coming in. Also from Carl Sandburg College and representing Young Professionals of Galesburg, Mackenzie Perryman. Mackenzie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us. All right, so the second annual event, and it's coming this Saturday. And, I mean, first off, you had to do it again because it was such a success last year, right?
Right. Yeah, people loved it the first time. We had over 1,000 attendees last year, 7 trucks, and art and great activities. So after we finished last year, that was almost, you know, by Monday, people were going, are you going to do it again? That was awesome.
See, that's a good thing. Hey, when it involves food, I mean, I'm always all in, that's for sure.
Who could say no?
Right, there you go. All right. So it's the Food Truck Fest and art. You mentioned art, Art 2018. Talk about that part of it first. Mackenzie, tell us about what's going on with the, is there art we're going to see, art for purchase, or what kind is going on?
We're actually probably not going to have the art vendors this time. We are going to have kids' activities presented by the Galesburg Civic Art Center and also Discovery Depot. So the kiddos will have lots to choose from there.
There'll also be community art project that the Civic Art Center is bringing out. So we have our fingers crossed right now if anybody has seen the piano out in front of the Orpheum. So they got another piano donation this week. So furiously working to have that prep so the community can be painting and doing art in that way together.
Oh, that's really cool. So, and like you said, it's a family event, number one. Like I said, plenty of stuff for the kids to do. Whole family can come down. But later, if you want to just be there as adults, too, that can be a good thing. So gets underway at noon. We're in parking lot H, which is basically just kind of catty corner from us here across from the Orpheum, behind the downtown Y. So that big parking lot there. So let's talk about the event itself getting underway at noon on Saturday. Let's talk about the vendors. It sounds like you got pretty much the same vendors that were here last year.
Yes, so we've got 7 trucks this year. There's probably about half of them are return guests and then some new ones as well. So our local favorites are going to be there. We've got Boss Food Truck, Hen House Barbecue, Smokin' Willie's, our local gang that'll all be present. And then this year, some new vendors. We've got Eat Don's Tacos. So you were just talking about the taco truck.
Right.
Grandma Nana's Kitchen. They've got quite an assortment of food. Papa Murphy's will be back this year. They're a return guest. And then Skipper's Island Oasis with the seafood. And they've got some unique seafood, actually. It's pretty cool.
That's it. It's cool. And, you know, and the thing is, some people are, well, they're not all from here. They're not all local. Why you do that? Well, because we're not that big a community that we have that many available. I mean, the ones that are here are doing it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's not like even the size of Peoria. Even you get downtown, there's a few. There's not a ton, though.
Right.
So it's hard. And obviously, you get in the bigger communities, there are more of them. So yeah, I mean, they're coming here, and it's all for a great cause, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me ask you, Mackenzie, any favorite from last year?
I unfortunately did not get to
go last
year.
Oh, you didn't get to go? Okay, yeah.
So I'm super excited to be helping plan this and actually get to attend it this year. So
yeah, so Young Professionals of Galesburg, that's the Food Truck Fest and Art 2018, a lot of activities for the kids and the whole family gets underway at noon, parking lot H here in downtown Galesburg. So it starts at noon, but it goes until, I mean, kind of till it's done. You're going kind of late in the evening, right?
We are. We're going until 11. We have 2 really great bands starting at 6:30. Trailer Park will go on until 8:30. And then coming on at 9 will be the Rockin' Papas. And they'll play until 11 for us and keep that going.
All right. So a lot of great music. And I mean, kind of something for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And there will be. So G&M is our partner in this event for the second year in a row. And so there'll be a beer garden all day. Definitely a cool piece to have in the evening as well. And I will say they are bringing out some really cool beer menu for this one. So a lot of craft beer. There'll be your Bud, your favorites will be there too. But just to kind of play into the food and the kind of cool vibe of the Food Truck Fest, G&M is pulling out some of their really fun menu. There'll also be some wine available, things like that.
That's the voice of Jessica Linder, also Mackenzie Perriman joining us for the Young Professional of Galesburg Food Truck and Art 2018 coming up this Saturday, parking lot H here in downtown Galesburg. Jessica, talk a little bit about the thought process and the start behind this before last year.
Sure. This was actually kind of the brainchild of the chairman of Young Professionals of Galesburg last year. So Kyle Kelly was one of the forces behind this. And at the time when we started it, we had not yet as a city passed the food truck ordinance. So there was not really a place for food trucks to go in the downtown or late at night with their menus. So this was kind of a start of, we were seeing entrepreneurs step into the food truck business. It's a hip trend. And that was kind of the initial thought, was let's create this event that is kind of a win-win. These new entrepreneurs can come and have their trucks out and get to promote a little bit what they're doing and have a really great event that, like you said, is a place for young families and for young people and everyone in the community as well, but is a really great event to spend a Saturday doing.
So obviously last year the group had to contact food trucks and tell them about the event. Was that still the case this year, or was there some coming to you guys, say, hey, are you doing that again? We heard about it and would maybe like to be involved.
I think for the most part, a lot of it was us contacting. Mm-hmm. But I think there was a couple that reached out to us saying, hey, you know, we'd really like to do this again if you are doing it. So, they had such a great turnout.
That's good. Yeah. And yeah, hearing from, and I suppose the more you go, the bigger it might get. I mean, is there room? I mean, if it expands like into next year and more want to come, will you actually be able to expand?
That's the thought.
That would be good. That's good. I guess the more variety, the better, right?
Right, right. And one of the cool things about this event, too, that we should say is that this is during Knox's Friends and Family Weekend. So that is this coming weekend as well. And last year we had a lot of Knox families and a lot of Knox students make their way downtown, come join us, hang out in some of the local restaurants. So it's a really cool thing to be able to pull them into the downtown and give them something unique to do while they're here as well.
Jessica Linder and Mackenzie Perriman, Young Professionals of Galesburg Food Truck Fest. This Saturday gets underway at noon, parking lot H here in downtown Galesburg, just across from the Orpheum there, the big parking lot. And no, it's not Taste of Galesburg. It's different than Taste of Galesburg. It is a taste of different food trucks. Some of the food trucks were at Taste of Galesburg. We get them and some others and some different variety than Taste of Galesburg, and a lot of entertainment. But similar in that it's a great family event and there's lots of entertainment for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Young Professional of Galesburg, let's talk a little bit about the organization. And I'm pretty sure I'm disqualified based on when you that first word in the group's organization.
We don't card at the door. That's always what we tell people.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll talk about the organization itself.
Sure. So Mackenzie is the secretary for Young Professionals of Galesburg this year and has been working really hard for us along with many of our other volunteers. But the Young Professionals of Galesburg really is a network of folks that are under 40 in the community that are working here and living here, coming together just to connect, to get professional development opportunities, to be able to volunteer in the community, to start to have community impact as well. And really the mission and drive behind Young Professionals of Galesburg is to create a space that can really help to our young talent in the area to connect, to settle down, to feel a part of the community, and to help really retain them. We know we talk workforce a lot in here, but it's an important piece, and Young Professionals of Galesburg does a lot to do that as well, and they have a really fun time doing it.
Any idea what the number of the membership is right now?
30, I do believe.
30-ish? Okay. I mean, because probably more than some people think because there's a lot of young entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. business owners, and just, you know, different employees for different businesses. So I was thinking, it's like, it's not only the young that disqualifies me. I think the professional disqualifies me, too. I'm just saying. Galesburg. I qualify under Galesburg. I live here and work here. But yeah, I'm just saying. But it's been around for several years now, and it sounds like you guys are doing great things. And it's all about kind of helping the community grow.
Right. It's actually a little over 10 years old now. Okay. And so it's had a lot of kind of changes in those years, and we've gotten it to a point where it's here and it's pretty stable and it's doing really awesome things. To your point about the qualifications, though, we do hear that a lot. And we always really stress to people that Yeah, it's young professionals. There's also a lot young professionals can gain from connecting with our more seasoned professionals. So
there's a good word
nothing
for me, seasoned.
That. Seasoned, that's right. We'll go with the food theme. and two, when we say professional, I think that word sometimes scares people, but really we're looking for people that are employed in the area and that are connected to the area. So whether you wear a suit every day or you're wearing steel-toed boots, you're who we're looking for.
There you go. Young Professionals of Galesburg Food Truck Fest this Saturday here in downtown Galesburg gets underway at noon. Jessica Linder, Mackenzie Perryman joining us. Mackenzie, how did you get involved with Young Professionals? And now being an officer, is that something, did you volunteer for that or did you get stuck with that?
I got involved. My boss at Sandberg, she's just kind of like, hey, there's this group. I think you'd be really great at it. So I checked it out and I fell in love with it and here I am for that.
Yeah.
As far as becoming secretary, they needed someone to fill the spot. And our vice chair at the time, he's like, you take really good notes and you're really organized. I think you should do this.
So, darn having no talent.
So she didn't avert eye contact. Yes.
Well, there you go. So when if somebody's interested in the Young Professionals group, how do they find out about it?
Sure. They can always call the chamber office. We've also got a Facebook page for Young Professionals of Galesburg that folks can check out. So there is a membership to be part of Young Professionals of Galesburg, and the way they've set it up is that membership covers all of your admission into the events. So there's no cost then to go to the networking or the professional development. You're covered. It also gives you some guest passes to bring a friend to some of those as well. So it's very low cost to join. If for people that work for chamber members, it's $25 a year. For people that don't, it's $50 a year. So really low cost thing to join, really just kind of trying to cover the costs of the coffee and things that we're dishing out for the young professionals. So it's a really great chance, but they can find info on the Facebook page or calling the chamber either way.
Yeah, and a great way to network.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Food Truck Fest this Saturday. Anything else we need to know about the event this Saturday?
I think we've hit most of it. Definitely just come out and join us. So like you said, beer garden, live music, art projects for the community. We'll have some bags boards out for people to hang out and play games. So we're actually starting at 1 this year, so a little bit later. Oh, okay. Lunchtime. But 1 to 11, come out anytime and enjoy the food and the music and everything it has to offer.
Food Truck Fest, Young Professionals of Galesburg's second annual event, is going to keep growing. Ladies, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate what you guys are doing for the community.
Thank you.
Thank you.